Chapter 11. How can I help my child with dyslexia and make their life easier at school? Life is a journey, and schooling is a very small part of it. Why you need to take the time to meet with your child's teachers before every school year commences. You do this for a number of reasons. 1. To lower your protective parent anxiety levels. 2. To help your child feel less anxious about beginning the school year. 3. To develop a rapport with the teachers from day one, which is important as teachers become a critical part of your support team. It is imperative that they understand what being dyslexic means for your child. 4. To ensure they understand the intricacies of your child's disability. At the meeting, give the teacher any examples or copies of your child's past work, relevant school reports, or specialist reports you may have. Provide them with a short summary of your child's strengths and weaknesses in point form. Don't forget to include the psychological aspects. Give them an indication of your child's favorite methods of learning. Add the names of any of your child's classmates who are helpful and supportive of your child and their needs. In your conversation, include any learning or teaching support structures that your child is used to or may have found helpful in the past. This may include support teachers, alternative formats, extra time, etc. It is often the case that the parent is the only communication link between a child's year-level teachers. Make sure you also speak with any other specialist teachers who will come into contact with your child. It only takes one small comment or incident to shatter your child's confidence and ruin their day or week. This simple meeting alone can mean the difference between your child having a happy school year and working to the best of their ability, as opposed to having a disastrous year. When researching this book, I spoke to many teachers. Many said they were often told a child in their class had a learning disability, but not what this meant or how to provide individualized assistance to this child. Your child's teacher needs you as much as you need them. Don't assume that because they are a qualified teacher, they understand your child's disability or what your child's individual needs are. An educated parent invariably becomes the expert. Why you need to stay in touch with the learning support teacher. At least twice a year, make an appointment to see your child's learning support teacher. Your child may have been having regular contact with this teacher via individual or small group lessons. Find out what your child has been doing in these sessions and what progress they are making. Learning support teachers are often responsible for conducting annual school-based educational assessments on all students at certain age levels. If this is the case, you can ask them to explain the results to you in detail. These results can pinpoint what learning gain your child has made in terms of years and months based on their chronological age. You can also look at the average gain of the students in your child's class and compare your child to the average. If this is not a standard assessment at your school, ask your learning support teacher if they are qualified to provide you with this information. It can provide a good general indicator of how your child is progressing. Many children with learning disabilities will be operating at a considerably lower level than their peers. So focus on their rate of progress as opposed to comparing them to non-dyslexic children. Developing a good relationship with your child's learning support teacher can also be mutually beneficial for your dyslexic child. If your child is having a particularly rough day, the learning support teacher is often a good person for your child to confide in. They will often have great teaching and learning aids that you can borrow to use at home. Take the time to discuss with them who they would consider to be the best teacher for your child the following year and why. You can be sure that the learning support specialists know exactly who has the right set of skills to help your child. Once you have been given some options, speak to the school headmaster well before the school year ends to try to have your child allocated to this teacher's class. Be aware, though,